This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We share the absurd with the left. Pardon me. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com. And you may be thinking, Kevin, what are you talking about? We share the absurd with the left. But we do. We share the absurd with the left. In one area of conservatism, we are absurd. Have I intrigued you? I hope so. There's a guy, a Danish philosopher. His name is Soren Kierkegaard, and he's considered to be the father of existentialism, the school of philosophy that puts the individual and his emotions, his thoughts, his responsibilities, and actions at the center of considerations. Kierkegaard's influence was really strange in that it extended to both the secular philosophers, people like Martin Heidegger and Jean-Paul Sartre. These were the people who were important in radicalizing the 1960s, but he also influenced theologians like Karl Barth and Emil Brunner. So Kierkegaard played this crucial role in shaping the way people thought during the 20th century. But to understand him, it's important to understand how he understood God. So for Kierkegaard, God was utterly transcendent, and infinite qualitative difference separated God from humanity. In other words, there is no way we could ever get to him. He's just impossible to reach, impossible to understand, and so on and so forth. So for Kierkegaard, faith wasn't about knowing or an act of trust in God, in God's goodness, in God's love for us necessarily. Instead, it's a belief in the, quote, strength of the absurd. And by absurd, he means that God contradicts reason. In other words, we only believe in God because we have faith in God, not because we actually see him, not because he's actually there going, hey, Kevin, do this or do that. I tell you all this, and I give you a little background on Soren Kierkegaard, because here's one of the things that he said that was pretty profound. He says, life is not a problem to be solved, but a reality to be experienced. A reality to be experienced. I want you to think about that just a bit. Do you remember days or do you remember moments? I know I remember moments. You said to me, Kevin, what did you do 3 weeks ago on Wednesday? I don't know. I don't have a running calendar. I remember Netanyahu saying, why do people take pictures? I don't understand why they take pictures. I mean, it's just capturing this moment. This moment is it's nothing. It has already passed. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment. You're here with me. Why do you need to take a picture? And a lot of people, you know, they want to capture that moment. They want to capture those memories. And I understand that. I really do. But at the end of the day, what do you remember? You remember the moment for Netanyahu. It's not a big deal when he meets you, but when you meet him, maybe it's a big deal. So you want to capture the moment. I was here when Netanyahu was in town or whatever. You remember possibly where you were when Mike Tyson lost the championship. You remember possibly where you were when the World Trade Center went down. You capture those moments. So life is fleeting. I mean, it's passing by. And let's face it. You don't have as many moments as you did. You certainly won't remember as many. How many times has somebody said, do you remember when we... And you're like, well, kind of. But not really. And who's capturing what? I don't know. I don't know why this... It just hit me. But I'm thinking about life. We've been talking about deceit. And I'm trying to put that all together some kind of way today on the show. See, because we've been deceived. I'm remembering a lot of the moment. Do you remember the moment of Hillary Clinton getting her butt kicked? I remember that moment. That's one I will remember for quite some time. I will remember talking about this episode of history where Donald Trump gets elected and then the deceit, everything that we've started discovering about what the the country, what the government has been doing to us. But there's hope. See, the art of using deceit and cunning grow continually weaker and less effective to the user. That's a quote from John Tillotson. And Tillotson is saying, the more you deceive, the less people believe. So we are finally reaching a point where it's getting tougher and tougher to deceive us. All the left thinks they do. They want to believe that they are still able to do it, boy. We'll keep those investigations going. We're going to keep this thing moving. Donald Trump starts tweeting out, when are you going to end this thing? This is ridiculous. Needs to be over. And you know what? The public is finally going. It does need to be over. I talked about the poll I saw that said people care about Russia 1%. Will it influence you in the next election? 1%. That's normally enough for the media to go, done deal. That's normally enough for the Democrats to go, move on. But they can't. I told you earlier in the broadcast, maybe we talked about it the other day. The Democrats are in a rock and a hard place. They shut down the Russian investigation, and guess what? The new one has to open up. It's not over. Trump's not that forgiving. They know this. Trump's going to be vindictive and say, why aren't you looking at Hillary? Look at his tweets. Trump's not saying, shut it down. It's stupid. That's the end of it. He's saying, they covered up for Hillary. Why aren't you investigating Hillary? When it's done here, it's going over there. And when it goes over there, those dominoes start to fall. Democrats can't let it go. I want to go back to the absurd. So we share this absurdity, which, by the way, the Democrats are absurd. I just described it to you. But we share this absurdity with the Democrats. We share the absurdity that we believe in something bigger. And we believe in this infinite distance between us and this higher being. This thing that drives our actions and things of this sort. The existentialism, if you will, of God. And the Democrats believe in the absurd. That's where we partner with them. But here's where we distance ourselves from them. Our absurdity is in something that's bigger and more grandiose than we are, and it drives our actions to something for the greater good. Democrats believe in the absurd, and their absurdity drives you to evil. It drives you to things that cannot be productive for your society. It can't even be productive for you as an individual. It showcases all of the worst characteristics of man. Their absurdities do. Our absurdity, the thing that they try to ridicule us for, a belief in something bigger than we are, is not absurd at all. It's, as they say in the Bible, walk by faith, not by sight. And so that's what we do. Back in just a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Said, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. I agree with that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. The reason why I'm talking about life is because we talk about guns when there's time when somebody gets killed. But we don't talk about life and what happens when 13 kids get killed in a bus accident. We don't talk about grounding planes when X number of people are killed in a plane thing. It has to be the tragedy of the gun. It can't be the tragedy of gravity. Nobody talks about doing away with gravity. Gravity causes more deaths than a lot of things. I don't know how many, but gravity is responsible for all plane deaths for the most part, right? I mean, for the most part, maybe there's a death on the runway. People just plane smack into each other. But generally speaking, gravity causes that death. It causes death from skydiving. It causes death from skiing down a mountain. Avalanches. Gravity causes a lot of deaths. We never hear anybody challenging that. So I want to talk about guns for a second because I came up with this thing about the number of things that will kill you. And it hit me. What kills people more than teenagers in particular, because that's what we were talking about with Parkland. What kills more teens than the AR-15? By the way, Stephen Williford, a retired NRA instructor, stopped the Sutherland Springs mass shooter with an AR-15. But the mainstream media didn't give him any coverage. They didn't give him the platform that they gave that charlatan, David Hogg. So I want to talk about how important life is and why the left, for them, it's a ruse. The idea that your life has meaning is just one of those things that says we've got to have money to educate the kids. We've got to have money to help the poor people. What about the elderly? What about the women? What about black people? What about the immigrants? It's all a ruse. And the idea that these people want to help kids and that they value life is ridiculous. They do not value life. Colin Rugg said this. He tweeted this. Please support my movement to raise the smartphone ownership age to 21 because 11 teens die from smartphones each day, much more than an AR-15. He says, if you don't support this, you're a greedy loser who wants to see children die. Now, here's what I like about this. It's right up a page from the Kevin Jackson book of How to Deal with Leftism. National Walkout Day. You guys remember this. It wasn't that long ago. Last week, when teachers forced kids, many of them, to walk out. There was a kid who stayed in. He says, I'm not walking out. They suspended him. I want to make this kid a hero. Why should he have to walk out? The idea that they're shooting his time that his parents pay taxes for so they could support some BS cause is enough for us to sue that school district and everybody in the food chain who said he was suspended. Wouldn't you like to see stuff like that litigated? There's a new report from the National Center for Health Statistics that found the period from 1999 to 2006 of the more than 16,000 teenagers that die annually, here's what they're killed from. Auto accidents. Most from auto accidents. And other accidents. Murder, suicide, and disease. Nowhere on there is guns. That's the top of the list. So here are the actual numbers. On average, 16,375 teenagers, 12 to 19 years of age, die in the United States every year from 1999 to 2006. Less than 1% of all deaths that occur in the United States each year are teenagers. The five leading causes of death among teenagers are accidents, unintentional injuries, and you can imagine that. It's certainly from the ages of 12 years to 19 years old. Those are, some of us might even determine those are the stupid years, right? So, accidental injuries, homicide, number two, suicide, number three, cancer, number four, and heart disease, number five. Now, I'm going to throw in some other stuff in there that I don't know. I mean, I'm going to believe this report, but I'm going to throw a couple of other things in there. As a category of accidents, okay, here's where they cover it, because I was about to say, I know more teens are killed in car accidents than almost anything, and that's what they said. Motor vehicle fatality is the leading cause of death to teenagers, representing over one-third of all deaths. So of those 16,000 kids that are killed every year, well over 5,000 are the ones that get killed in car wrecks. Now that makes sense. So when you think about all the things that these guys could be looking at in terms of guns, I don't know how many gun deaths there are for teenagers. I'm talking about like what happened at the school, because the homicides, you know, probably many of those are gun related. The suicides probably the same. Even though I think probably some kids would take drugs or what have you. And I don't have these statistics. We're just winging it here. And this is purely speculation. But there are so many things that are so much more important in the scheme of things. why are they fixated on guns? And this is the question you should be asking liberals. I'm arming you with information to say to them, if the number one thing that kills teenagers every year are motor vehicles, why are we letting them drive? Why don't we have better safety precautions? Why is that number not, the number's not lowering every year? In fact, some of the reasons why these kids are dying is because of the types of cars they're getting, their parents are getting them. Smart cars. These little death traps. Well, that's another show for another time. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. So, privately owned swimming pools are nearly five times more likely to cause accidental death than having a gun in the house. Your swimming pool is more dangerous than a gun in your house. Where's the ban of pools? Why aren't they marching every time kids are killed in pools? Why aren't they marching every time kids are killed in automobile accidents? Here's another one. Kids under the age of 15 are twice as likely to be killed each year by cars backing over them in driveways than by accidental firearm discharges. I mean, that's somebody getting very granular in looking at the statistics. But here's the fun fact. Among teenagers, non-Hispanic black males have the highest death rate, 94.1 per 100,000 population. Just so you're aware, that is like living in a bad city. Homicide is the leading cause of death for non-Hispanic black male teenagers. For all other groups, accident is the leading cause. Do you see anybody addressing what is the number one problem with blacks, black teenagers dying? You going to see any march for this? I'm not talking about Black Lives Matter. I'm not talking about cops killing them. I'm talking about them killing each other. You going to see anything about this? Leftists don't care about life, and they certainly don't care about black lives.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have USA Radio News.
He's following laws, very simply, that were given to us and forced upon us by the Democrats.
But there's no law that you said
that's not true.
Separated at the border.
The Democrats gave us the laws. I want the laws to be beautiful, humane, but strong.
President Trump earlier today on Fox and Friends, now the president did cause quite a stir when he said that he would not be supporting the two GOP immigration bills expected to be voted on next week, when in fact, actually now what we're hearing from GOP sources is that the president misunderstood the question and does support both bills, so we can expect to see that vote still as scheduled for next week. Today, a federal judge ordered Paul Manafort to await trial in jail after prosecutors charged him with witness tampering. And finally, the National Institutes of Health is officially shutting down a controversial study on the benefits of moderate drinking after it was reported that agency officials solicited donations from the alcoholic beverage industry. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Parts of this country this morning. The breaking news, the suspected serial bomber in Texas is now dead after that showdown with a SWAT team overnight. Here's what we know at this hour. The suspect is a 24-year-old white male. He did kill himself, blowing himself up. They believe he's linked to six explosive devices that killed two people. Let's get right to our senior national correspondent, Matt Gutman. He's on the scene in Austin with the very latest for us. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, David. Still an ongoing and active scene. You can see behind me how many police cruisers are there. There's also an ATF vehicle and a command center from the Austin police. Now, forensics teams are still combing through that bomb site. They are trying to determine whether or not this suspect who blew himself up as SWAT teams approached was wearing a suicide vest. But what they do know for certain is that 19 days that have terrorized this city are finally over.
Authorities say the man they believe is responsible for terrorizing the city of Austin is now dead.
We had surveillance teams looking for this suspect, and we ultimately located the vehicle that this suspect was known to be driving, and witnesses told us he was driving, and in fact we found that at a hotel right up the road here in Round Rock. As members of the Austin Police Department SWAT team approached the vehicle, the suspect detonated a bomb inside the vehicle, knocking one of our SWAT officers back, and one of our SWAT officers fired at the suspect as well.
Well, there you have it. They got the guy. Dun, 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 dun. Got him, what, a couple days ago, a day ago? When reports came of the death of the Austin bomber, the media immediately informed us that he was a white man. Did you listen to that report? Hey, welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's a Kevin Jackson Radio Show, KJRadio.com. It's the KJRadio.com radio show. Austin bomber. Collective sigh of relief that Mark Condit was not a Muslim. In the original reports, you didn't hear anything reported about him there. Just, he's a white male, 24 years old. If he were Muhammad Khakam, you can bet they would have concealed his identity from you. But there was this other sigh of relief. I guarantee you that on the left it was going, just praying for what he would be. You know, going, man, I hope this isn't a Muslim, or I hope this isn't some crazy black guy. They were hoping this was a white dude.
I'm telling you. While the conservative Americans are concerned, we're concerned about the people who are being terrorized in Austin, Texas. I have a son who lives in Austin, Texas. I have much family who lives in Austin, Texas. My cousin, Nita. My cousin, Eric. My cousin, Joe. I already mentioned my son. My brother isn't very far away from Austin, and he travels there all the time. And I have many friends in Austin that I've dealt with, guys that worked at Dell Computer for years, friends of mine. And, you know, I'm concerned. I'm going, I don't care what this guy is, whether he's white, black, Muslim, 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy, as we say. What I cared about is that they find him, whoever he or she is, and stop him from terrorizing the city. But not the left. The left, they're like, well, he's bombing people. But what? Who cares about that? Let's just hope he's not Muslim. Let's hope he's not from Islam, the religion of peace and bombs and blowing people to pieces. Please don't do that. What if it were an irony that we would have learned that Condit, Mark Condit, converted to Islam? Wouldn't that be an irony? After all this,
he's a white male. White male.
Oh, by the way, he had changed his name to Rashif Kakam or whatever, and now he's converted to Islam, and he had put a post on Facebook that he was going to kill all the white people or something. What? Or kill black people, because it killed a couple of black folks. But what if he had converted? Yeah, but here's what's interesting. When the identity of the Austin bomber was discovered, TMZ, you know who TMZ is, right? You guys, well, I mean, I know you guys know who TMZ is because you watch it all the time. It's TMZ is one of these, it's leftist because it's Hollywood, but Harvey Levin, he stands in front of a bunch of millennial types and they just go out and get stories of people. I played a clip the other day from TMZ where they had found Ann Coulter and asked her a question about Trump and, No, maybe it was about Michael Flynn or something. But anyway, TMZ is this pop culture thing where Harvey Levin asks questions and they, you know, throw answers back, funny stuff, and et cetera, et cetera. Well, they reported on Mark Condit. And here's what they said. I'm going to read it exactly. Austin bomber Mark Condit was apparently homeschooled by his mom, who proudly announced on social media back in 2013 she graduated him from high school. Condit, who was 23 at the time of his death, seemed to be contemplating going on some sort of mission. His mom wrote, "He's thinking of taking some time to figure out what he wants to do. Maybe a mission trip." His mom also posted a picture of Condit snowboarding in 2013. Police say Condit is responsible for the string of bombings that left two dead. So far, authorities are in the dark as to his motive. Now this, I saw this report and went, holy crap, could you just lap more gushy-gooey white conservatism on this kid? Condit was homeschooled, and he was planning a mission trip. Homeschooled by his mom, no less. And oh my goodness, she proudly announced he graduated from high school and that he may be taking some time out to figure out what he wants to do on a mission trip. And then, what does she do? She sticks him in the Great White North snowboarding. You know, surrounded by what? Come on, think about it, snowflakes. Come on, white folks. Yeah, surrounded by snow, the white stuff. She didn't have him, you know, hanging out at the church's chicken, you know, picture of him, you know, eating a thigh. No, she puts him in the whitest situation she can have. And that's what they gleaned off of his Facebook page or her Facebook or wherever they got the information. The narrative has conservative written all over it. He's a rich white boy homeschooled who was going to go on a mission trip, and he went off. Yeah, he went off. All that Bible teaching, all that homeschooling, you know, all that snowboarding, hanging out with all that white privilege. And you can bet, folks, leftists are digging into Condit's life looking for anything to associate him with Confederate flag or neo-Nazism. God forbid he took a picture by a Confederate monument while he was with his girlfriend or on a trip somewhere. Excuse me. I don't know if you were really following this story, but Condit had already been painted as a racist. See, they were labeling these bombings as potential hate crimes. They were quick to point out that the two people who had been killed, the dead people that these bombs had gone after, were black people. Thus, this was a possible hate crime. The hatred of blacks was his motivation. Then they profiled this young black man who was I think he played the cello. I just remember seeing him, a picture of him. And all the lamestream media was talking about, I mean, even Fox was too, but I mean, just saying, they were profiling the people who died, and rightfully so. But not the way that CNN and those guys, they profile them because they want you to understand, this guy killed a promising young black man. He was on his way to college. He was going to college. Look, I feel sorry. I don't care what the kid was going to do. He didn't deserve to be bombed. But they got to make it, the bombings couldn't just be a tragedy whereby the citizens of Austin of all colors, the citizens of all colors, were in danger. No, not for the press. They had to colorize the crime. They had scant evidence of Condit's life. But they dropped this morsel of homeschooled, planning a mission trip, and then they show you with that picture of him with his snowboard. Oh yeah, Condit was really white. Because homeschooled children who are Christians and potentially going to go on a mission trip, yeah, they fit the demographic of suicide bombers. Oh yeah, especially when they snowboard, man. And they talk like this, like they're Valley Boys. Hey, man, gonna find some good ice. Gonna go down the mountain, dude. Yeah, dude. The left knows who commits these crimes. These crimes are committed by disgruntled Democrats. Period. Disgruntled Democrats are the most dangerous people on the planet. They're more dangerous than ISIS. And I'm gonna make a prediction. That's why are you looking at me crazy? You know I make predictions. That's what this show is about. By the way, if you want to contact me, I'd love to get your take on it. KJRadio.com is a place to contact us, or 844-551-8255. I'm going to make a prediction. When Condit's life is really looked into, you're going to find out he was mired in Democrat pathology. A sad millennial that couldn't see life as a gift. I have no idea what set Condit off. I don't. I'm going to tell you right now. None of us do. The media is going to speculate, but here's what I know for a fact. Homeschooling and Christianity had absolutely nothing to do with this. But you can bet his influences from the left certainly did. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at SecurityTaxAssociates.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now. Now at 800-400-LUNG, we'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If this was in a vacuum, the fact that Trump didn't read his briefing and congratulated Putin would not be the biggest deal in the world. America has to deal with Russia on a wide array of issues, from Iran to North Korea to Syria. But the problem is it fits in a pattern of taking at every opportunity, a pro-Putin stance. And it's not clear whether that is out of some view of American-Russian relations or just this very weird psychological thing where if the president feels like he says anything bad about Russia, it somehow diminishes his electoral victory. And so in and of itself, congratulating Putin is not It's not great. It's not ideal, but it's not the end of the world. And it's the larger pattern that should be concerning to everyone.
Oh, they admit it, these crazy leftists. Oh, you know, in and of itself, it's not bad that President Trump would congratulate Putin. But, you know, when you think about it, when you're forced to think about it, when you're forced to, you know, to promote a fake news narrative, when you're forced to put some sort of a bias on Russian coverage so that you can promote this idea that Trump and Putin are in collusion with one another, well, then in that context, it's bad. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I love watching leftists. I like watching them as they try to rationalize themselves. They try to justify what they're doing. So it's a pro-Putin stance when the president of a country says, hey, congratulations, Vladimir, on your election. That's standard procedure. I mean, what is this mystery here? What are we talking about? Anytime somebody gets elected, sometimes even when it's bad guys that get elected 100% because they force people to do it, you make a call, hey, congratulations on your victory, you know, with your finger quotes. But that's what heads of state do. Putin did it to Trump.
Congratulations, Mr. Trump, for making it. I'm shocked how you made it because, you know, we did everything we could to help Hillary, but you made it yourself. Good for you.
Yeah. Really? This is such a non-story. I want you to think about if Barack Obama had called Putin, probably did. I don't know how many elections Putin has had, but he probably called him at some point and said, hey, Vladimir, you know, hey, yeah, congratulations on the victory. Just want to give a quick call. See? Okay. Talk to you later, bud. Bye-bye. And that was it. We wouldn't be saying a thing. I don't care who the president is. I don't care if Barack Obama calls the King of Siam or whatever and says, hey, congratulations on your victory. Congratulations, Theresa May in Britain. Congratulations, Angela Merkel of Germany or whomever. I don't know all these. Don't make me go too much farther. I don't know all the heads of state. But congratulations. And now we have to make it a big deal. Ooh, look at what he did with his pro-Putin stance. Did you hear this guy? A pro-Putin stance. And then he goes on to say this. It's a weird psychological thing that he's doing, you know. And it's in and of itself in its normal mode. Well, it's not that, you know, it's not a big deal. But it's a weird psychological thing. It's like if Donald Trump speaks bad about Russia, it diminishes his victory. How so? Because why? They want you to believe that the Russians are involved with Trump in this victory when we all know something different. You think Donald Trump really gives a crap what the Russians think about his victory? He doesn't care. I mean, other than anecdotally saying, yeah, hey, if Putin's got information on Hillary, release it. I'd love to see it. I mean, hey, but more, I don't know, just drive-by media type stuff. But he doesn't care what's going on with Russia in that respect. And more importantly, has he not demonstrated that he's managing Russia? Look at who gave Russia the ability to go out and just steal territory. They annexed Crimea. They invaded Ukraine. I mean, what if Barack Obama, his Russian policy looks like he and Vladimir Putin spoon together once a quarter, whether they need it or not. Speaking bad about Russia diminishes Trump's victory, really? And then he ended it with this.
That pattern should concern everyone. Everyone should be concerned about that.
No, everyone shouldn't be concerned about that. But here's what Brennan had to say. Former CIA guy under Barack Obama. A guy who voted officially as a communist years ago. A guy who calls himself a jihad, and he actually believes himself to be associated with the Muslims. I'm not kidding you. Go do your research on Brennan and see what you find out about this guy. This guy was the head of Obama's CIA. If you want to know how the destruction of America was underway, go look at what these people were doing. But anyway, here's Brennan talking about Donald Trump, and this is priceless stuff. Seriously, here.
What do you chalk it up to? Why won't the president confront Vladimir Putin? Why won't he read the cards and say the things that you say need to be said to Vladimir Putin? Do you believe he is somehow in debt to the president of Russia?
I think he's afraid of the president of Russia.
Why?
Well, I think one can speculate as to why. That the Russians may have something on him personally that they could always roll out and make his life more difficult. Clearly, I think it's important for us to be able to improve relations with Russia. But the fact that he has had this fawning attitude toward Mr. Putin, from him, has not said anything negative about him. I think continues to say to me that he does have something to fear and something very serious to fear.
You believe Russia has something on him?
I believe that the Russians would opt for things to do if they believe that it was in their interest. And the Russians, I think, have had long experience with Mr. Trump and may have things that they could expose.
Something to personal, perhaps?
Perhaps.
Welcome back. Oh, my gosh. That was torturous. It was very similar, if you notice, what the other guy said. He said, like, speaking bad about Putin would diminish Trump's victory, and it's a pattern that everybody needed to be concerned about, that Trump wouldn't talk about Putin. So in that particular interchange where a former CIA director under Obama, an avowed communist and Muslim Brotherhood sympathizer, says Trump's in debt to Putin. Why? Because of the Iranian One deal? Why? Why is he in debt? Trump doesn't have a building in Russia, doesn't have a golf course in Russia. What's he in debt for? So I love seeing this. And then he says, no, I think he's afraid of Putin. Okay, again, why? Is he afraid of Putin's economy? Is he afraid of Putin's military? What exactly would make a billionaire businessman who could buy and sell Putin, who, quite frankly, has no interest in Putin whatsoever, what makes him afraid? I have a theory. Are you guys interested in my theory? I have a theory of why Donald Trump is, according to John Brennan and all these other lefties, he's afraid of Putin. You want to hear my theory? You guys interested? All right, here's my theory. Barack Obama was afraid of Putin. That's my theory. Barack Obama was the biggest sissy president we've ever had. Jimmy Carter could have beat up Barack Obama. I'm just saying. He was a big sissy. And what they're telling you is exactly why we are witnessing what we're witnessing with the Russians. They tell you what's going on. The Russians have information on Obama, on Hillary Clinton, on all these lunatics. Think about it. What else could it possibly be? They keep telling you what, though.
He's got information on them. They're going to hold the American economy hostage. How are they holding the American economy hostage? Who's doing better?
Let me ask you this question, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. By the way, if you want to chime in, kjradio.com or 844-551-8255. So who's doing better? The Russians or the Americans under President Trump? Who's doing better? Do you think the American economy is doing better or the Russian economy? Do you think that the American citizens are faring better or the Russian citizens? It's really that simple, isn't it? Let me ask you, under Obama, who do you think did better? Do you think the American economy was doing better, certainly better than it is now, or is it doing better under Trump? It's a simple question. Do you think the average American is doing better, however you define it, under Barack Obama or under Trump? Even leftists know the answers to those questions. So what was funny, though, is he says the Russians may have something on him. Really? Or they may not. I love how they present these things. The Russians may have something on him. Okay? But then again, they may not, right? And did the guy push back? No. But then he says something very interesting. He says, clearly, this is what Brennan says, clearly we need to improve relations with Russia. Okay. How do you do that? By accusing the president of being afraid of him, etc.? They all realize that. The other guy said it before when we were talking about Trump reaching out to Putin and saying congratulations. Clearly, it's not that big of a deal. That's what heads of states do. But yet, what are we talking about? The Russians, the Russians, the Russians. They say he's fawning all over the Russians. Then the guy asks him, do you believe that the Russians have something on him? They might have something. I mean, why even do this interview? Why do that interview when you know there's nothing but conjecture from a guy who, quite frankly, never should have been that high in our government?
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.